This goes to Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Murtha, M-U-R-T-H-A, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-695-2316. Regarding Evelyn, E-V-E-L-Y-N, Schulte, S-C-H-U-L-T-E. Date of birth, February 11th, 1942. Dear Miss Murtha, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Miss Schulte with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, proteinuria, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was March 29th of this year. She's been feeling well. Weight is down 15 pounds over the last 6 months. She is trying to decrease her caloric intake, and that has been helping. And her last hemoglobin A1C was 6.1. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has chronic dyspnea on exertion that is stable, none at rest, no orthopnea or PND, no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the olmesartan. It's 40 milligram daily. Her oxybutynin is 15 milligram daily. And she also uses tramadol, 50 milligram, a half at bedtime as needed for pain. And she doesn't use it every day. And I wanted to highlight the diazide, 37.5, 25 milligram once daily. Physical examination, weight 192 pounds. Pulse 53, and blood pressure is 118 over 60. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 13th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.0. Estimated GFR is 53. Albumin 3.7. Calcium is 10. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.3. Intact parathyroid hormone is mildly elevated at 78.6. Hemoglobin 14.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, and hypertension, that is at goal. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. She will avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.